Welcome in to the Other Football Podcast. First time in 2 weeks, we're bringing it to you. Chris Chapman, Thomas Viola, Carson A. Merck, rolling with you here on a Thursday, the 16th. Wednesday.
Wow, we are off to a roaring start here.
Yes. Well, old man moment for me, I guess.
Yeah. Which is literally every moment, but
yes,
carry on.
As I try to adjust the microphones here so we can hear you guys, but it is Wednesday, the 16th of October.
Drink a beer.
Yes, I should have some beers. You know who else should have some beers?
Beer Halter.
Greg Beer Halter, or as he's now being called by me, Greg Beer Holder, because he's only holding the beer for someone else.
I like it. I like that.
I made that up on the fly.
Yeah, I like tell. It.
Yeah,
I like it.
TV's like, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, well, it's not bad. It was Chris's great. Dude. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. It wasn't terrible, though.
Yeah. All right, so we have been through this before with the U.S. men's national team.
And yet here we are again.
Yep.
I got to rant about this for a little bit today on My Guys in the Desert with Brent Musburger.
Nice.
That was fun. Because we had a couple minutes, and he was just like, all of a sudden, just, Tommy, how's the Premier League doing? But the pause after Tommy, I'm like, oh no, what's he coming to me for? Well, he's Premier League, I'm like, okay.
He obviously does not know that you root for Everton, who currently sit in relegation.
Yeah, it's not good going into the international break here. But I told him we're on international break right now. Nothing's changed. So instead of watching the Premier League, we got to watch the U.S. get embarrassed by Canada last night.
Yeah.
And I got to rant about all of this. It's absolutely ridiculous, guys. Yeah. I'm glad I didn't watch the game because it sounds like it was a complete and total embarrassment.
I watched some of it.
Why the hell? Jackson Ewell just had a great game for us, so we start Michael Bradley instead.
Yeah.
Why is Michael Bradley still on this team? It makes no sense. He shouldn't have been on here before. He shouldn't be here now. I don't understand. We're, what, a year and change, 2 years now removed from?
Yeah,
it was two years ago, like a couple weeks ago.
October 10th, and I only remember that because it was the first Golden Knights home game.
We are 2 years removed from what should have been the lowest point in U.S. soccer history on that night in Trinidad, and instead, here we are 2 years later, and the only conversation we can have, there, you can't even begin to entertain the thought that we are improved.
No, that this we're probably was a worse.
Exactly. Yeah. The only debate is, are we where we were or worse?
Yeah,
and it looks like it's shading to worse. That is unacceptable. The people that thought we were going to get change, I personally wasn't really one of them. I didn't. I assumed something had to happen. I didn't think it would be this bad.
Well,
I know how U.S. soccer works. I know how FIFA works. And by works, I mean doesn't work. But still, this is an absolute joke. And on top of it all, like, there was no change. Galati steps down, and who steps up?
His boy.
Yeah, his right-hand man.
Carlos Cordero.
Zero change there. Yep. Then, now, we get a new GM, whatever the hell that means, because that position still has no clear definition
description. It's not like he can go out and sign trade players. Yeah.
No.
I'm going to trade you Michael Bradley for Harry Kane and draft picks. You know, it doesn't work like that.
But then apparently he doesn't even have any real power because we're hiring another guy who's going to oversee things like the hiring of the coach, which is really the only thing that you can have control over unless you're going to be like Jurgen Klinsmann and actually pay a goddamn second of attention to our development programs, but we're not doing that. Be a screw all that. I'm probably going to drop an F-bomb here soon, nice. Chris. Just a heads up. Ernie Stewart doesn't even have the power to make a head coaching decision. Who's going to be doing that job, Carson?
Jay Berhalter.
Where the hell have we heard that name before?
Wait, who?
Brother of Greg.
Exactly.
Jay Berhalter.
So the guy we're going to put in charge of hiring or firing the head coach is the brother of the current head coach. That'll do wonders for... I just can't.
I mentioned that.
Keep going.
Just completely bass ackwards. It's such a joke. This whole system, everything we've done. At this point, there is by far more apathy than it's not even disappointment anymore for most people.
I think you just nailed it.
I'm honestly in the minority here at this point.
It right
at least
now.
We were upset after Trinidad and Tobago. But quite frankly, I know that the people in this room are relatively upset. Carson's smoking meth. He told he was texting the group chat earlier. He's high on something or other. We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a minute. But you really should get some help for your inevitable, for your undoubted meth problem.
Yeah, it's fair.
But most people don't care anymore. Most people are apathetic. We've been playing games in front of smaller and smaller crowds as the talent on the field has gotten worse and worse and worse, despite the fact that we should be entering a golden generation of talent for us. And the U.S., the way we are as a country, it shouldn't even be a golden generation. It should just be a step to the next level as the game grows, as we get more popular, as more kids pick up the soccer ball at an early age at a real level, not just the rec that we all do, and go out and play the game and stay committed to it. Odell Beckham was actually they wanted him to try to go and play soccer at college, and instead he was like, oh, I'm gonna go to football. Football's where the money is. Could you imagine if we had OBJ coming in on a corner kick going for the header?
Yeah, but his talent would be wasted.
That's not my point, though. My point is just the money is obviously in other sports, and I'm not one of those people in the camp. I know Brent is, but Brent doesn't pay much attention to soccer, but he's in the camp that imagine if our best athletes played soccer and that's the problem. No, I don't think that a guy like Kawhi Leonard is going to be that useful on a soccer field. His talents are clearly for basketball.
But great athletes that have soccer backgrounds.
Yeah, exactly.
Like OBJ.
Christian Pulisic can dunk.
Yeah.
Like he's just a great athlete. He's great at soccer. We have those athletes around here. But the problem is we have suburbanized the sport. Our guys didn't grow up having to grind or fight. The Clint Dempsey generation is gone. And these new guys, some of them, granted, absolutely want to be there, absolutely want to fight. No one is going to question that about Pulisic. You could see it when he came off the field.
Well, he was also
battling
the flu, apparently.
Exactly. But you could see Michael Jordan
showed up in game, I think it was game six.
Hungover.
With the flu.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
But like 103 fever or whatever. And
he
destroyed the Utah
Michael
Jazz.
Jordan's having a better week than some athletes are now. We don't have to get into that.
I will say with Pulisic, and then also I tweeted it yesterday, but Weston McKennie, he is down for the action.
Like, exactly.
Anytime there's a scrap, he's there.
We have great talent.
Yeah.
And we have great talent that's playing in Europe. But Josh Sargent somehow can't get a start. I know that he finally did, but why is it taking this long?
Yeah.
Berhalter is not good. It's clear that he's not good. It's clear that the coaching search that got us to this point was not
good. They interviewed two guys!
Exactly. It's a complete joke from top to bottom, and I don't even know what we can do, because the reality is there are great kids playing soccer right now in this country, great talents that are never going to be discovered because we don't go outside the current pay-to-play system. We don't go down to the border. Because, look, the reality is, I'm not trying to get into an immigration debate here. You just look at the numbers. There are people moving to this country from Mexico. It's not racist to say that American football isn't going to be their favorite sport.
Yeah.
No.
Majorly.
Yeah.
And it's also not racist to say a lot of these kids are going to have grown up playing soccer, their favorite sport, and they will continue to do that, and they grow up doing it at the level that we need, because the sooner you're getting that real training, the sooner that you're just getting used to the touch of a ball, it's how we can develop American athletes that have the first touch of European players.
You've brought up so many great points that it's hard. Let me start with apathy.
Mm-hmm.
So many people that I would see talking about the U.S. national team, even friendly games, I don't see anything. Nothing on social media. Nobody cares. It was almost like losing to Trinidad and Tobago took all the progress that this country had made since the 1990 World Cup, which, by the way, Eric Wynalda was a part of. 1994 he was a part of. Here, just to keep a Vegas touch, but all that progress was sucked away in one night. And instead of doing something to bring back the enthusiasm, they somehow made it worse. They took forever to hire a coach, right? You had this interim coach for a year. And then they hire the most ho-hum, boring guy that they could have found. And I mean, honestly,
who doesn't have a winning pedigree or background?
Well, here's the thing. It's going to sound crazy when I say it. It's not his fault. He's not qualified for the job, and someone gave it to him. Well, it's not his fault. It falls on Carlos Cordero, Jay Bearhalter, Ernie Stewart. It falls on those guys.
Yeah.
Because Bearhalter clearly, it was, and you'll love the comparison.
Oh, boy.
You are a Cleveland Browns fan.
Okay.
Who was the guy who coached the team that they fired midseason and brought Ty Lue on?
That's the Cavs, but that was David. You said the Browns.
I meant the Cavs.
Shout out to the Browns. Yes. David Blatt.
David Blatt.
Shout out to the Browns, currently operating worse than they did under Hugh Jackson.
The guy coached. He was this great coach in Israel.
Yeah.
But he wasn't qualified to coach in the NBA.
Yeah.
He wasn't a good coach.
Granted, neither is Tyronn Lue, really.
No.
But
yeah.
2016 NBA champion.
All they needed was a guy who basically let LeBron go do his thing.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to coach LeBron. LeBron is such a good player.
It's true. Rather than a guy that you wanted to try and like stem the problem of the cancer on the team that is LeBron, you just had to let it infect you. You get one good season, and then cancer takes over, kills the host, and ends the team.
That's what they did, right?
Finals appearances every year he's there.
And how are they doing now?
Fine.
The St. Louis Blues were a talented team, right? They won the Stanley Cup last year, but they were in last place on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Why? Their coach was terrible. He wasn't qualified to do the job. They bring in an interim guy. He ends up winning the Stanley Cup. The point is, people are apathetic because there's zero enthusiasm. You don't even know when these games are on anymore. Right? Like
I had no idea we were playing Canada until a couple days ago.
I didn't even know they were playing Canada until I saw that they lost to Canada.
Shout out to the Nations
and
League.
Honestly, at this point,
and that's the other thing.
Could you do that much worse if you hired Big Sam? So honestly,
they spent all this time.
Big Sam at least kept
that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
We're not trying to get relegated, though. The U.S. national team
Everton legend. Everton legend, Big Sam.
So I saw a great take from Napoon of Sock Takes, who said essentially a good coach is so convinced that their plan A will work, they don't develop a plan B. A great coach has a plan A and also develops a plan B, which makes them great. Berhalter has his plan A, and there's no plan B, and he's just so confident. He even said yesterday, his comments were like, you know, at some point we'll win, and, you know, this match wasn't something that, you know, wasn't going to be an easy match. Like, we beat Canada, or haven't lost them since 85.
Years.
You guys weren't even alive!
Yeah.
I was five years old.
Yeah.
I was five.
Look, at the point where the San Jose Earthquakes make unequivocally a better coaching hire than the U.S. national team says a lot.
Well, not just the Earthquakes. I mean, I think Mexico probably made a better hire.
Yeah, but Mexico Mexico has the resources to make a better hire.
Paraguay? I mean, I get
that. Oh, by the way.
I get a lot of people in the U.S. would not have wanted Juan Carlos Osorio to be the U.S. national team coach.
Yeah,
but he's a better coach than Bearhalter.
Yeah,
I mean, remember when we were talking about who are we talking
about?
David Moyes.
Yeah.
Oh, I would go out and buy a Mexico jersey if they. You know what? I should buy a Mexico. I should buy every single Mexico jersey.
Okay, Landon Donovan. Okay.
No, but that was the joke, right? If they hired Moyes, I would go out and buy a Mexico jersey. Yeah. At this point, I'm going to have a collection of Mexico jerseys because the hire was somehow worse.
I think Ernie Stewart, before we get to the point where Jay Berhalter is his direct supervisor.
Never put someone named Ernie in charge of something. Life lesson.
Fair point.
I think he needs
Big Ernie McCracken.
He needs
you can't trust someone whose parents had such poor judgment they named a kid Ernie.
Is his real name Ernie, though, or is it Ernest?
Probably.
But not he better. Needs,
yeah,
like,
all,
like Ernest goes to jail?
Ernest not goes to better. U.S. men's national team. But he needs to. He needs to go. He needs to be a hero. And he needs to fire Greg Berhalter before he reports to Jay Berhalter officially. Because there's some kind of structural change.
Oh.
He needs to hit him with the Tevin Campbell.
Yeah, but here's the
can
problem.
We talk?
Ernie Stewart played with Greg Berhalter.
I know.
They're probably close
Someone
friends.
Someone needs to convince him. Just say, hey, do it for everyone.
Nepotism, absolutely.
What should have happened is Carlos Cordero never should have been named the president of the U.S. Soccer Federation.
Man. No.
He's the one who needs to go.
I can think of three people in Las Vegas who should have gotten that job over him.
Well, yeah. Well,
two of them are in this room, and one of them coaches the lights.
I was going to say Harry Ruiz as well. Big shout-out to Harry.
So that's
multiple people in Las Vegas. But
yeah.
You know, the point is, here's the other thing that you mentioned. We see it in Las Vegas. You talked about the immigrants. You go to a park in Las Vegas on the weekend in, let's say, a more ethnic neighborhood. You don't see kids wearing U.S. national team jerseys. You see kids wearing Mexican national team jerseys.
Granted, some of that has to do with external factors.
No, I understand. But the point I'm getting at is we've not given these kids growing up in Las Vegas from the children of immigrants something to root for.
That's also true.
Something to take pride in, right?
I think it speaks to a different aspect of cultures and a different conversation, but I do see where you're coming from.
Even if you look at it, not even to the long standing, issue of that, with the young guys now in the national team picture, guys like Serginho Dest, Richie Ledesma's one.
I mean, Serginho Dest could very well be leaving us for the
Netherlands. That's what I'm saying. A lot of those guys, they're not.
Well, why would he want to stay here? Why would you want to play?
I did an interview, BGN.FM, with a kid, Ray Ortiz, who played for one of the youth national teams for the U.S. He was like maybe the U-15s. And I asked if Mexico, he's born in Mexico, if they came, would you no doubt about it. He said without a doubt.
That wasn't even that good.
Jonathan Gonzalez.
He wasn't even that good, and he picked the Mexico over the U.S.
They're just not recruiting. Efrain Alvarez was one of the breakout stars of the USL. He plays for the Galaxy now. He's like pretty much the U.S. isn't even trying to get these guys, so they're pretty much like, take it easy.
They don't even know what they're doing.
That's the problem. They are a rudderless ship, and it seems like there's too many people, too many captains on a ship that has no rudder.
Yeah.
And there's that saying of too many chefs in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Right. There's so many cliches you could throw at this. And no matter what, the problem starts at the top. And as much as I want to blame Don Garber, because he has way too much influence, right? He's the head of MLS. He has way too much influence. The problem is MLS is not helping the U.S. national team.
Yeah, and it's a cancerous relationship.
This guy has far too much control, which is why we hired an MLS shill like Berhalter to be the national team coach. Now, look, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, last night's loss means nothing, right? But perception is reality.
Yeah.
And the perception is this team sucks, the coach sucks, and I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. At this rate, they're not going to qualify for Qatar in 2022. They're definitely not going to qualify for the Olympics.
Yeah, and we kind of mentioned it with,
which I think will be like the fourth straight Olympics that they failed to qualify.
Yeah, we kind of mentioned it with the Gold Cup roster that we said we would rather them go with the younger group that don't try to do the win now. And Jassy Zardes is kind of the easy one, but even now, I think we all would be feeling at least a little bit better if yesterday, instead of Michael Bradley, it was Jackson Ewell or Sebastian Soto or some of these guys from those youth national teams that have played well under Tab Ramos were there. If it's a young team.
Michael Bradley is not part of your future.
No. Yeah. So
get him out of your present.
Get him the hell. And he is a perfect example of the person that Thomas was talking about.
Yeah.
Suburban, right? His father coached Princeton. This kid grew up with privilege.
Yeah.
He's never had to work for. Now, I'm not saying he never earned his spot on the national team, because there was a time where he was a really good player.
Yeah.
You don't get to play in Serie A by being a bum.
Right.
He earned that spot. But he never had to fight and claw. Never had to beat out another kid because his dad was the coach. And there were people who, even if he didn't deserve it, maybe it's wrong to say, but there were probably people who he came across in his life who gave him specific things. Well, I understand your dad coaches Princeton, so
yeah.
I want to keep him on my good side.
Sure.
So through no fault of Michael Bradley, there were probably instances in his life where he was given things that he didn't earn.
Mm-hmm.
I want the guy who grew up poor. I want the guy who appreciates the opportunity to represent his country. I want the guy, like you look at all these African players in the Premier League, the French League, Italian League, doesn't matter. They all have the same story. They grew up with no shoes. They learned to play soccer in the streets. That's why those guys are so successful across Europe. That's why you see more African teams. I think at this point, I mean, it sounds crazy, but it may never happen. Maybe it does, but I would bet an African team to win the World Cup before a team from CONCACAF.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Whether it's Nigeria, who gets their golden generation, right? They've been good for a long time. They've been developing players for a long time. Ivory Coast, same type of thing.
Cameroon,
yeah. I mean, Roger Mila was a legend.
You know who may be coming back to Cameroon?
Who's that?
Posted a picture on Instagram the other day in his Cameroonian jersey.
Samuel Eto'o?
No.
His son's playing for them.
I think he's retired for good. Yeah.
Eric Maxime Choupo-Moting.
Oh, your favorite.
That's just unfortunate for Cameroon. Yeah.
He should stay like Joel Matip and stay retired from Cameroon.
Hey, he's doing all right for PSG.
Yeah.
Now, I talked to someone else about this. Shot John Strong a text to get his thoughts today. He had an interesting take. Now, granted, he personally says he's a natural optimist in large part because there's a lot worse garbage in the world to obsess over.
Very
than
true.
The U.S. national team.
Very true.
Which I don't think he meant to call the U.S. national team garbage, but
we lost. Well, we lost 2-0 to Canada.
Subliminal messaging. Yeah. I think it's actually the first time they've given up more than a goal to Canada since in like 9 matches or something.
That's not ideal.
Mm-hmm. So he says it feels like a mini Cuba today, along with the requisite hot takes and grandstanding from folks on Twitter. Interested to see what changes Greg makes for next month. He also includes that it's not his fault about the hiring process, which it isn't.
Right.
He can't control the process that got him hired.
Not at all.
And lots of revisionist history today about that. You wanted a coach faster, meant Sunil Gulati would have had to make that hire. And how well would that have gone over?
Probably better.
No. Sunil had to go out. If Sunil had hired a coach before he left, all hell would have broken loose. Unless, of course, they hired a better coach. But do you really think Sunil would have done that? He probably would have ended up in the same spot.
I don't know. His protege didn't do exactly a great job hiring a coach. So true.
Yeah, I don't think he would have done much better.
I want to disagree with John, though.
But because more important, hang on. He's not done. He also says he likes Greg. He thinks he'll figure out that Greg is being overly ambitious for a national team and scale it back. Also had a few players prove that they're not meant for this level last night, which will cull the herd.
I'm going to disagree with a couple of things. I don't think that...
And after that, can we get to Carson's take? Because Carson had a take in the chat today.
I don't remember what it was.
So,
Was that when I said I was pro Berhalter?
Yes.
Oh, that was a joking. It was a joking take, I promise.
Oh, that's why I said you were on back. I know. You were serious. That doesn't convey over text.
No, you'd have to be mentally very unstable to say you're pro Berhalter at this point.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a nice guy.
I can understand the John Strong position of, like, let's have a little more patience. Like, let's see what else. Let's see what he can do moving forward. Like, that is a take I can understand. There is no one who's saying... He's doing great right now.
Yeah,
well,
true. His own parents aren't even going, you're doing great, sweetie.
Here's the thing where I disagree with that text. I don't think they're hot takes. We have now seen this for a while. And for all the people that were clowning on the Nations League or whatever the hell this thing is that they're playing, thank God they played Canada and not Holland or Germany or
wait, or this wasn't a friendly?
No,
this was like this was that Nations League that guys like Lawless clowned on, that it demeans U.S. soccer, and
it's as close to a friendly as a tournament could be, though.
Yeah, I mean, it makes zero sense. But the thing is, what I worry about is complacency and Berhalter falling in love with guys who just aren't cut out to be national team players for whatever reason.
Michael Bradley,
yeah, like. Michael Bradley, I don't understand why he's still playing. I mean, unless he is if I'm the guy who comes in and takes over the national team or any team, the first thing I look at is, like, for a national team, your goal is to qualify for the World Cup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
World Cup qualifying is underway in parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I have 3 years to qualify for a World Cup. The first thing I'm doing is this guy going to be part of my roster on the World Cup in 3 years?
And exactly. You cut Bradley. You cut Altidore. Obviously, you bring back Wando.
You don't play Giassi's Artis anymore.
I was going to say the only outlier with that would be if they're an absolute stud.
Bradley's not an absolute stud.
That's what I'm saying.
He hasn't been a stud for 5 years.
In that circumstance, though, like if you had like a complete monster, you were like, okay, he's not going to be there.
Of course.
But we need to win some of these matches, and he can help bring up the level of the team.
A Jerome Boateng type player, right?
Yeah, Boateng.
Who is a star for your team.
Yeah.
You know, obviously,
high tide rises all boats.
It doesn't matter how old Cristiano Ronaldo is. He is still one of the best players on the planet. Maybe mm-hmm. the best, depending on who you ask. So, Michael Bradley is not a generational talent.
No.
He's just another guy. So for him to still be out there.
And he's bald, you're right.
Yes, like me. So for him to still be out there, as if he's going to be part of your team in 3 years, is asinine. I would rather, and a lot of these, you have to start at the ground floor. You look at some of these other national teams, they get their asses kicked, and they build character, and they grow as a team. I would rather see the same 11 guys get their ass kicked. I almost said something else. I had to stop myself. Get their asses kicked and learn to win, so when it's time to play meaningful games, they know how to win those games. I don't want to see guys in and out of the lineup, guys who aren't part of the plan, guys who aren't going to be on the future. I don't want to see that. But I know TV has to take off in a few minutes, so we teased it.
Yeah,
for,
I've got like 10 more minutes.
Yeah,
roll.
So we will end on the U.S. national team for now.
Thankfully,
yes, because I feel like at this point we're just beating a dead horse, right? Like mm-hmm. this is. It's not going to change. We will be having the same conversation in a year.
The fact that that's our outlook at this point just goes to show how far the apathy is going.
It's sad. And the problem is, like, we care, but do the people that they need to be selling the sport to, the people that they need to be selling play for us, do they care?
Probably not.
No.
So real quick, let's get into the lights.
Oh, we had a game. Chris is
We could do the lights real quick. So they lose to Reno.
Oh, all right.
With the poop emoji.
Yeah, that was a bold move.
I
tweeted it. It's a bold move.
It is a bold move, especially if you lose.
Have they beat Reno?
No.
No. Never. They drew.
4?
No. They drew the first one.
So once and then lost 3-1?
Yeah.
And they got hammered in June, too, 4-0.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, up in Reno, that was bad. So Lights' prospects of making the playoffs, are they officially eliminated?
Technically, no.
No.
But yes.
That's unbelievable.
They got a lot. They need a lot of help.
Their goal differential is like 8 off from San Antonio right now. And they,
oh, so they need San Antonio to lose, then they need to win by like 10?
Yeah, they need to win by like 10 and have like 3 teams. Yeah,
oh, okay.
They play their last game this weekend, right?
Yeah, at New Mexico.
It's at New Mexico, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. At New Mexico United, who I think are in a playoff spot.
They're battling for a playoff spot.
Okay, so obviously.
So that's even worse because they need it. They're not going to
lose 10-0 to the Lights, who it seems like they haven't scored 10 goals all season sometimes. But
yeah.
So last game on the road, they close out the season, at least at Cashman. We believe there probably will be some changes next season for the Lights.
Yeah, I'd say so.
We don't know if they're going to be the Lights next season.
Or their roster construction. Well, that will be an interesting discussion.
One thing I do hope is I hope Reinald is back.
I agree. I don't see why it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Because I think he likes it here, and I think...
I feel like we were more in the playoff conversation this year than last year.
Yeah.
Which is good. They improved a bit. Yeah. You know, it's not... There's no magic
formula. They weren't a laughing stock. Last year, they were a laughing stock most of it.
Yeah.
Well, almost all of it.
We won't mention the guy from Puebla.
Shout out to Chiles.
Shout out.
Shout out to Viva Farinha.
So... was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
We talked about these.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago because last week some of us were good to record and others of us pulled surprise cancellations.
I will take ownership of that. It was my fault that we did not have a show last week.
I would like to preface this game, which we should start shortly, that you were the one that came up with this game, and then when it was referenced in the group text amongst us multiple times and alluded to, you were like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I had no idea what you were talking about either.
You kept saying UEFA game.
But he came up with the game.
Yeah, that was bad.
But you kept saying UEFA match.
And
UEFA
then I said,
game,
I said the game you came up with on the show, and you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking it was going to be like one of these two teams like playing each other. Like, well,
play the game. Right. Play the game.
Let's go.
So the 2 weeks ago, we talked about how I don't even know where most of these clubs in the UEFA League are. That was false. I know where a lot of them are, but not all of them.
Yeah.
Humble brag.
I had to look up almost all of these.
Oh, no.
So I have a list of teams.
Yugoslavia.
Which does not exist.
I was going to say.
In currently playing in the UEFA League. And I will quiz you guys on what country they are located in. And I will keep score. So we'll see. Not that you guys win anything, but hopefully people are playing at home like, oh, I knew that. Or really?
There's no chance anyone knows.
Really?
These.
That's a place? All right.
Before we
before we start.
Yes.
Yeah. How many do you think we're going to get?
How many are there?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
We need to set some over-unders here.
I have 7.
He set the over-under at 2.
I think 2.
I think less.
Actually, I have 8. But
I think less.
Now, is it 2 each, or are we combining our total?
No, I think 2 each.
2 each?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me the under.
I'll set the total at 2.5.
All right, 2.5. First one, Karabag.
I'll take the under.
I don't even know these. I don't even know what countries are in here.
Karabag plays in Botswana.
QA, the European team. Botswana's Africa.
I'm aware.
QARABAG.
QARABEG.
BAG.
BAG. God, I've heard of this team.
Give me Norway. Lock it in.
Give me Kazakhstan.
Both of you got it wrong.
Yeah, bastards. Shocker.
Azerbaijan.
Ah, damn. That was a tip of my tongue.
All right. Alexandria.
That could be anywhere. I'm going to go Greece.
Scotland.
Ukraine.
Ah, damn. There's no way I'm getting any of these.
There's so many Alexandrias.
Dundalange. They actually became the first team ever from this country to get points in a European competition.
Oh, God. Yeah, definitely take the under.
Greenland.
Nope.
Is Greenland a country?
No, it's part of Denmark.
Bastards. Let me think. Iceland.
Repeat the name.
Dudelange.
Okay, it's not Turkey because Turkey actually has some decent teams.
It's actually F91 because they were founded in 1991.
Is it Eastern European?
No.
Oh, I'm out.
It's not Greenland.
Is it Scandinavian?
I'm not saying.
Oh,
because that's a yes.
Not necessarily.
I don't know what Scandinavian we're limited to either.
Did you say Norway?
He did say Norway.
I said that for you said first Norway. One. I said Iceland for this or Greenland for this one.
Okay, I'm going to go with Norway for this one.
Luxembourg.
Oh, piss off, Luxembourg.
I've seen the Luxembourg national team play.
Damn.
Astana.
We aren't getting any of these.
We've actually talked about them because they're in the same group as Man United.
Hmm.
And I actually, well, I'll wait till after.
Greece.
No.
Is Greece in Europe?
Yes.
Cool.
Dirt. Astana, they play in... Czechoslovakia?
No longer a country.
Oh, great. Nice. Czech Republic.
Kazakhstan.
Oh, come on! I said Kazakhstan for the first one.
And the thing is, I actually did the math, or I Googled it.
Yeah.
It's actually closer to fly from Astana to Beijing than it is from Manchester to Astana.
Nice.
Jeez.
Boy.
Damn it, I already said Kazakhstan for one of them. I didn't want to go back to the well.
Ferencváros.
Is that a person's name?
I thought Ferencváros.
Right? Yeah. I'm pretty sure he plays in my rec league.
Yes. Ferencváros.
Ferencváros.
Turkey.
Give me... I'll go back to Norway.
Hungary.
Ah.
By the way, you guys are 0-5.
Yeah, this is not going well for the over.
I'm enjoying this, though. I think we need more games. Yeah. I'm having a good time.
I think you guys may get one of these last two.
No, we won't.
Partisan.
Politics.
I was going to go the same way, Washington, D.C.
Partisan.
Can I have a spelling?
P-A-R-T-I-Z-A-N.
Turkey.
Is it another Hungarian team?
No. Serbian.
Ah.
They are from Serbia, like Red Star. No, Red Star is, I think Red Star Belgrade, right?
Yeah.
Last one.
Okay.
Slovan Bratislava.
Slovakia.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. That's not about right.
No. Oh, All right, so I'll give that to both of you. So collectively, you guys got two.
No, we got one.
One more.
We got the same country.
So you're giving us both, yeah.
I have one more for you.
Okay.
Never heard of this team. I had to look it up. Garbage. Man United.
Never heard of them.
Yeah. Nor I.
So you guys were...
I feel good, though. I got one.
You guys got one. Yeah.
I was certain there was
You could have thrown in like an Arsenal, you know.
Yeah, well, AZ, one of those. Mm-hmm. I was like, too easy, right? So
those were all good.
Yeah.
I found the most awful teams I could find. And I thought Karabag was in Slovenia. Because I thought Liverpool played them a couple years ago.
Cup competition.
But then I realized it was Maribor that they played a couple years ago who were in Slovenia. So, yeah, Karabag.
Yeah, that is.
I thought that was like something out of a Harry Potter book.
Yeah.
That's not sound like.
I think a lot of those could have been Harry Potter adjacent. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty pissed off that Greenland's not a country.
No, it's a territory.
Has it always been a country? Has it never been a country?
Never.
No.
You weren't here for you missed the whole thing in the news where Trump was like, Trump, "Yo, we might buy Greenland."
Yeah,
which would have been interesting.
The only thing I thought of was in D2 Mighty Ducks when the chick from Iceland.
No,
was saying
that was Iceland.
Iceland is green and Greenland's
so
ice.
I know TV has to take off. So I'll go
7.
With the Chris Magnum Chapman game of the week. What's our rule?
Burnley and West Ham.
Burnley or West Ham. Well, I will go a different direction today.
Okay,
Brighton. And Aston Villa.
Oh, that is a game of the week.
Yeah, what time is it on? That's
7 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Okay.
All right. That's not the 4:30 start. Usually
no, that's Everton and West Ham, the 4:30 start.
If Everton wasn't so low in the table, that would be...
Good Lord.
So, if Everton doesn't qualify once again for the game of the week... This time because we're too low.
Yeah. Well, that was just it, right?
We're
like, if Everton were like 11th... I'd be like, let's go Everton. But
yeah, I would have agreed with it. I would have been like, that is the game of the week. But no, this game matters
relegation,
and we may not win this week.
No.
And for those keeping score at home, Brighton is 14th, Aston Villa is 15th.
Yeah, that's a quality spot.
That is the Chris Magnum Chapman game of the week. TV, we know you got to get out of here. So right.
Are we wrapping the whole show?
We'll go for a few more minutes.
Yeah, we can talk some trash.
Yeah, because it's we're 38 minutes in, so we've maybe got 10 minutes or so left.
Stoked. My new gloves came yesterday.
Fantastic. Nice. TV has a game, and he's wearing... We kind of dogged them because their jersey is the...
It's the Blue Holland. I was not one of the people who voted for this jersey, but the thing is I play goalie, so I'm not really wearing the jersey.
And it's not even the blue on their flag, right? Because the blue on their flag is more like a royal blue.
Yeah. I will say,
teal.
We got to get numbers on them. And because I couldn't get my normal 14, but I also figured, I'm not wearing this jersey that much, so I went all out.
I saw that.
Yeah, nice.
Gotta.
Congratulations.
Gotta go with 69.
He went with a seventh grade joke for his
I went with Rob Gronkowski's favorite number.
Yeah, well, point well taken there.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.
Adios, TV. So that is Thomas Viola. He is out. We'll be back
follow
next.
Follow him at TV at work.
Yes, you can follow him, the poor Everton fan.
Yeah.
TV at work.
That game was intense.
So I talked to I know I'm I texted it to you guys.
Wait. I had an idea.
Yes.
Chris, call me from the studio phone once I get in my car. I can join the show for the rest of the episode while I'm driving.
Well, I think we'll be done by then.
I'm literally getting in my car now. You can just call me in 2 minutes.
Okay, we could do that.
Let's do it.
All right.
I love how he comes running back in the studio. Call me on the phone.
I like it.
Yes. So I guess we'll do that. I guess we'll call him. So you'll have to talk for a couple of minutes while
I'm not going to be able to hear him. I don't have headphones.
Oh, that's right.
I'm texting him. Not calling him.
Yeah, you don't have headphones. So yeah, that's kind of an issue.
Yeah.
But I did text you guys in the group text about the matches 2 weeks ago how it was a quadruple weekend for me because Liverpool won.
Yeah.
Man United lost to Newcastle.
Yeah.
Everton lost.
Yeah.
They are now in relegation.
Yeah.
And Man City lost.
Yeah.
Somehow, Man City lost another game. And the news for them, not exactly great.
Zinchenko got married. That's cool.
That's nice. But Kevin De Bruyne is still injured. I saw today Sergio Aguero was in a car accident. However, they said he is actually not too bad. Yep. I like TV's reply to your message, by the way. So Wolves beat City 2-0. They say Sergio Aguero accident. He's fine. But I also read he wasn't healthy for Argentina's
friendlies.
Mm. So if he goes down for City, I listen. I know I joke a lot about this being Liverpool's year. At this point, they look like they're the best team in the Premier League. Now it's early. We're only 8 games in.
Yeah.
But if City was to lose Aguero and Liverpool was to gain more points on them, I would be absolutely maybe more devastated than I've ever been if they didn't win the league.
Yeah, I think something at this point would have to, I don't want to say happen, that sounds a little intense, but something would have to change.
It just seems like everything seems to be going their way.
I don't think as constructed, this Liverpool team will lose the league.
I think Klopp has because now Becker's coming back.
Yeah. Shout out to at Allison Becker with one L on Twitter. She's been outstanding.
Yes.
She consistently gets tweets about the goalkeeper, Allison Becker.
Yeah, because he has double L.
Yeah, and so she has ran with it from the beginning. Like, it's more like looking forward to getting back.
Allison, yeah.
Yeah, she's been tweeting like hashtag YNWA. Like, she's been outstanding. Shout out to her.
And I read today that I guess Sadio Mane was being interviewed by somebody, and they asked him about, remember a couple weeks ago, him and Mo Salah had that big blow up where Mane was furious, and he said that they joked about it, they laughed about it. He said to Salah, how come you didn't pass him the ball? And Salah said, well, I didn't see you. And he was like, all right, that's cool. And Klopp, he went to go talk to Klopp, and Klopp was like, I want you guys to work it out. And Mane was like, we already did.
Yeah, fair.
And he said they text each other, they talk to each other.
Yeah.
So things are good between Salah and Mane. And, you know, Mane's reasoning was, look, I just want to score as many goals as possible. Not for me.
Goal differential.
Because goal differential could be a factor.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully, if you're Liverpool, you don't draw level points with City. I mean, they're up by 8 points.
Yeah.
Which is crazy if you think about it. 8 games in, they have an 8-point lead on City, who've lost 2 of their last 5. I'm going to be curious to see how City responds this week. They don't have the toughest of matches. I mean, I guess when you're City, it's kind of like, but they play Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
Who is a decent side. And I believe that game is actually at Palace, if I'm not mistaken.
Selhurst Park.
It is at Selhurst Park. So Palace is one of those teams where they could be sneaky. I mean, they currently sit 6th. They're only 2 points behind City.
Nice.
So
they could overtake City this week.
If Palace actually wins, they actually would overtake City, which would be wild.
Yeah.
But Liverpool, Man United this week, that is the big one I think everyone has circled. De Gea left yesterday's match with Spain with an injury.
He's also been poo for a while, so.
Well, I don't exactly think that's a good sign for Man U because I don't know if what they have behind him is any good.
Yeah, I would not imagine it is, but yeah. It's nice to be back into the Premier League week, though.
Yeah.
International breaks.
Yeah, especially when you're a supporter of the U.S. who kind of poo-pooed.
Even if it wasn't that, if there was a major tournament or anything going on, it would be at least a little interesting.
Yeah, but nobody's really...
No.
You know, like, I mean, I'm kind of sad in that I watch weird games.
Yeah.
So I have the ESPN Plus, which you guys talked me into getting. And I ended up watching.
Best decision you ever
made. Oh, it is. It's awesome. Yeah. And I can't wait for the Disney Plus to come out so I can get that Hulu and the Disney stuff.
I'm waiting for crossover soccer and Disney stuff.
Well, there's going to be because the Disney Plus has ESPN Plus as part of it.
Shout out to Benji Beshwai, the new star in some Disney movie.
Ladybugs, part 2.
I just feel like anything crossing over would be outstanding.
But so I watched Romania and Faroe Islands.
Yeah.
Why, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I think Finland and whoever they played wasn't interesting to me. And Denmark was playing Switzerland, which I probably should have watched because it was probably a much better match.
Yeah, I would guess so.
But I watched Faroe. The game was at Faroe Islands, which I don't know how many islands make up the Faroe Islands. And it's not spelled like Pharaoh, like King of Egypt, Pharaoh. Yeah. It's like F-A-R-O-E, Pharaoh.
Yeah. I'm going to look it up while you talk.
And I know it's not a country. It's a territory, and I don't know who it's a territory of. I feel bad not knowing that.
Clearly, I don't know anything about countries or territories.
Yes, Greenland. Faroe Islands might be part of Denmark. I don't know.
We're going to find
but
out.
Their stadium is very, very small, as imagined.
It is Denmark.
Okay, good call by
and
me.
And 18 rocky volcanic islands between Iceland and Norway.
Wow. So it's cold. I probably flew over it then when I went to Sweden because I flew over Norway and the North Atlantic.
And then Google, just to spite me, said, people also search for Greenland.
Nice.
Bastards.
Must have been listening. So their stadium, for some strange reason, has like glass windows behind the goal.
Nice.
And I'm watching the match, and I'm like, I don't understand this. Now, fortunately, neither team was any good. So they're shooting at...
above the glass?
No, but it's like two stories.
It reminds me of the Marlins stadium where it has the fish tank behind home plate.
Yeah, which
it just seemed unnecessary.
Yeah, like I don't. It almost looks like a hotel, and like I'm assuming it's like suites.
Just somebody checking in the background. Well, like, hey.
You know, there's a hotel at Skydome in Toronto.
Nice.
And years ago, like maybe in like the late 90s, there was a couple having sex in the hotel of Skydome, and someone hit a home run, and you could see this couple. I'm sure they did that on purpose, by the way.
That's Joe Carter.
It may have been Joe Carter who hit it. But, yeah, it was pretty wild. I was like, what the hell?
I understand we couldn't do the show last week, but I was very mad because there were two just absolute gems of stories we can touch on quickly before we wrap up. The Petrček playing goalkeeper.
Yes, and he was man of the match.
Is excellent.
In his first game. He's playing for like a semi-pro league in England.
He's still doing whatever. He's like an ambassador for Chelsea, so he's still doing that.
By the way, his helmet, I guess, has an O to both Arsenal and Chelsea on it.
Nice. I feel like he should. Well, I feel like he fits in more. He's been wearing a helmet in hockey or in soccer forever.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. And then the Wayne Rooney's wife versus Jamie Vardy's wife was the greatest thing of all time.
Yeah. By the way, I like Wayne Rooney's wife.
I've never
because she was the one who kind of last year when everyone just assumed that Leicester was going to lay down for City, she came out and said, "Why the hell would my husband's team lay down?"
You're talking about Jamie Vardy's wife.
Jamie Vardy's wife, yeah. Like they're not going to lay down for City. They're going to go out there and try to win, and they did.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they lost 1-0 thanks to Marvin the Martian, aka Vincent Kompany.
Nice, nice. That was I'm not sure if I've seen soccer Twitter just erupt with absolute shenanigans the whole rest of the day.
Yeah.
All I kept seeing was tweets.
By the way, the ode Petrček has, he has the cannon on one side.
For the Gunners.
And he has the lion for Chelsea on the other side. And he has the Union Jack in between on the top of his helmet. So that's...
Where's Petrček from?
He's from the Czech Republic. Yeah.
So he has the Union. The Union Jack is the British flag.
That's the blue with the red, yeah. And then the Cross of St. Andrews is the white with the red?
I don't know.
That might be Scotland.
I was going to question everything. I was just starting to, my geography or lack thereof knowledge was starting to show through.
Yeah, because I think, well, the Welsh flag has the red dragon on it. And then the Northern Ireland flag is white with the red cross, and there's some kind of logo or something in the middle. The English flag is white with the red cross, and then the Scottish flag is blue with a white X.
Okay. I think I can picture most of those.
Yeah. The Welsh one is really cool because it's got the white and green with the red dragon. I like that a lot.
That's a good one. But yeah, that is Petrček playing.
And Union Jack, by the way.
Hockey is excellent.
It's the Cross of St. Andrew counterchange with the Cross of St. Patrick over the Cross of St. George.
Fair enough.
I would guess Cross of St. Patrick is Northern Ireland. St. Andrew would be Scotland because I think that's where the Scottish golf course St. Andrews is. So cross of St. George is probably the
hopefully
England flag.
Newcastle scores a goal with a cross from Alan Saint-Maximin, who is, I will say this, as a very biased Newcastle United supporter, he is one of the funnest players to watch.
Well, the 18-year-old kid makes his Newcastle debut.
Yeah, Matty Longstaff.
And they end up scoring the win. He ends up scoring the winning goal against United to win.
Celebrating with other legendary Geordie, Andy Carroll.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Who actually might be for Halloween.
Well, you could pull it off. You got the hair.
I have an Andy Carroll jersey.
Oh, my. The question is, how many people will actually get that?
It doesn't matter.
You get it.
Yeah, Elite Comfort.
Krebs gets it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, she'll get it.
Cousin Drew gets it.
Yeah.
All right. I get it. Yeah. TV gets it.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. So.
Question is, does Showtime get it?
No. Nah,
You'll have to teach him.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I actually might. Shout out to Aunt. We're going to our buddy's house for a little Halloween get-together, and I feel like I might just walk around with a picture printed out of
Andy Carroll.
Andy Carroll, just so I can just be like, hey, this is who I am.
No explanation.
It's all about comfort.
Yeah.
I've never been one that does costumes that are not comfortable.
So real quick, because I cut you off, what was the story with Wayne Rooney's wife and Jamie Vardy's wife?
It was wild for anyone who somehow missed this. So Wayne Rooney's wife put out this lengthy statement. I believe it was on Instagram, maybe Twitter. I think it was Twitter. And said there was, I don't know what the publication was, but there kept being stories in this publication that she had only mentioned on her Instagram story. And she apparently, it's a private Instagram. And so finally she had a hunch who it was that was leaking it. So she blocked everyone from seeing those posts or stories, whichever it was, except for one person, and then a story leaked after that, so she knew. But the best, which everyone enjoyed, was she has this lengthy statement, and at the end it just said, it's ... Rebecca Vardy. And then Rebecca Vardy was like, no, and how could you accuse me of this? I'm pregnant. It was wild times.
Don't you love when the wives of athletes get into... Like it's almost like TV stuff, right? Like Viola stuff, like TV, like
that literally was. People were like, it was reality TV.
Yeah,
it
it's like
hilarious.
Real Housewives of Wayne Rooney and Jamie Vardy.
Yeah, that was classic times. Then I saw and then people were making memes and it was hilarious.
So I wonder if one of the stories that she told Vardy's wife was about Wayne having a thing for grannies.
I think that was more public knowledge than it needed to be disclosed.
Well, was it? Was it? Maybe Wayne came home and told the lady, I was out cheating on you with grandma. And
that's funny. Yeah,
gosh.
That story was, I saw that early and everyone just, it snowballed and I thought it was classic cinema. But that, Wayne Rooney heading back to England soon.
Yeah.
Or
is
already.
Darby? Darby?
Yeah, Darby?
Is that where he's going?
Yeah.
Which I believe is where Lampard came from, right?
Yeah.
So a little useless. And real quick, I've been playing the FIFA.
Yeah.
I had some gripes, but I think I figured them out.
Oh, yeah. That was just because you were bad.
No. It wasn't because I was bad. It was because I wasn't scoring. And
yeah,
like,
so tell the audience, because I know this.
Well, like.
You said one match was you have like 20-something shots?
I had 22 shots.
And zero goals.
Zero goals.
And like I said in the text when you said that you thought it was something with the game, I said, it just sounds like you're bad.
Well, no, because I've never had problems scoring goals before.
And I don't know, man.
I was just apparently
you're clearly
playing,
not on the upswing of your time here on this fair planet.
I will say that I don't like the new penalty kick.
I do not either.
I think the old system was much, much better.
There was no reason to change it.
Yeah, there was no reason. I do like the fact that the ball bounces differently off of guys like long cross pass.
Agreed.
If you don't play it right, it's bouncing. I like that.
Yeah.
I like the fact that there's now guys who, when they have 85 speed,
can run past people,
run away from backs who have 65 speed.
Yeah.
I like that. That to me, that's one of the most realistic aspects of the game, which was lacking for a really, really long time.
Agreed.
I will say this. I refuse to play Serie A.
Yeah.
Because I hate the fact that Juventus is whatever the hell they're called.
Piemonte Calcio.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Absolutely stupid.
Well, I told you in TV before the show, I'll be playing Drew and I are in a career mode with Newcastle. And so you'll see they do like the game break, like little ticker at the top. And it was like Paul Pogba surprise move to, you know, Piemonte Calcio. And I was like, I literally said, I was like, who the hell is that? Like,
yeah,
that's weird. Why would Manchester United sell him to a small team? And I was like, oh,
yeah,
that's Juventus.
And I know you mentioned it too. The other aspect that I like is I like the fact that players can complain to you.
Yeah, and you can respond.
And you can respond because I
used to not be able to respond.
I put a bunch of guys up for transfer.
Yeah, and they're like, what the hell?
They're like, hey, I like playing here. One guy straight up said, I'm going to refuse to move.
Yeah, it's like, well.
Well, you ain't playing.
Yeah. No, I very much enjoy that because the old ones, you just couldn't respond. Players would be like, hey, you know, I need to play more.
I would always accommodate them, right?
Never accommodate them.
Really?
I ruled with an iron fist.
I like to keep my guys happy. I guess I'm a player's coach.
Yeah,
but I started a career mode, and I'm still in the preseason tournament with Hamburg.
Nice.
I wanted to go with a team that wasn't in top flight. But had some money that they could spend.
Yeah.
And Hamburg is fit the bill. They are not top flight in the Bundesliga. They're Bundesliga 2. By the way, second match, Bobby Wood.
Oh, no.
Hat trick hero.
Oh, no. That would have been my...
Unintentionally. It was a preseason tournament. He did it against... I want to say it was some Italian team. Lecce, maybe.
That would have been my absolute first move. Like Stephen A. Smith's first move as an executive. My first move when I picked Hamburg, sell Bobby Wood immediately, no matter the cost.
Bobby Wood gone. Is fine.
No.
For Bundesliga 2, Bobby Wood fits the bill.
That's right. Fair.
That's going to wrap it up. This has been the Other Football Podcast. By the way, we didn't tell people where they can catch us, but I'm sure...
It was very soccer related today.
Yeah, we didn't go off on any tangent.
Well, the game was fun, though.
TV was awesome.
Yeah, he was fired up. I wouldn't say he was awesome.
Well, for him.
Yeah, true.
He's not here to defend himself.
Yeah. That's the best time to make fun of somebody.
Exactly. Yeah, Bert and Ernie.
Yeah.
And what's with the...
Yeah.
Dude,
some self-hate.
You look like Bernie. Yeah. Or Ernie. Oh, Bernie. Yeah, him too.
Bernie. Yeah, that was some self-hate from TV criticizing the name Ernie.
Yeah, yeah. But for those who don't know, this may be the first time listening, he looks like Bert and Ernie.
And Tintin.
Yes. Yeah. By the way, that was a great catch by me. Tintin. Yeah,
absolutely. No.
Belgian superstar,
yeah,
Tintin.
I don't give you a lot of credit. That was a good one, though.
All right, where can they catch us?
Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes.
LV Sports Network.
Yeah, LVSportsNetwork.com, BGN.FM. Shout out to Roughneck Scarves.
Follow Thomas at TV at Work.
Yeah, I'm at Carson A. Merck. The show's at Other F-Ball Pod.
And I am at Magnum702. We will talk to you next week. And God, I hope Liverpool just smashes Man United.
I hope Everton cements themselves in the relegation
zone. By the way, I got 30 seconds. So since Ole was hired to be the full-time coach at Man U, Man United has 17 points. Liverpool has 17 wins.
Last year,
Liverpool smashed Everton. Mourinho got fired.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if Ole gets shown the door if Liverpool smash him again. All right, that's it for us. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.